Well, he was one of those guys, like you mentioned, who had a lot of humor on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, there's a theory, and I've only thought about it the last few years because everybody, somebody was mentioning that jazz used to make up 60% of record sales, and jazz are swing music, and now it's a minuscule amount, and I thought, you know, I think what happened is a lot of good players come along, but everybody started going for the three-piece suits all buttoned down, and there's nothing wrong with that because all the musicians wore a suit and tie in those days, but they just got too buttoned down mentally, and John Coltrane, as brilliant as he is, but those giant steps, which has got some brilliant stuff on it, there's still 10-minute solos and they're long and very serious.
Yeah.
So there was, you kind of at some point an audience longed for. You know, Louis Jordan, they ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
And you did, or some kind of crazy thing that they used to do. And that, I think that era, it kind of slowed it down. It became more of a intellectual listeners and not appealing to the masses as much as it did at one time. And maybe the masses have lost the education too. A lot of kids that I grew up with loved jazz and knew about all the players and this and that. I mean, they loved the pop records too, Frank Sinatra and Perry Como, Bing Crosby, and Billy Eckstein and Nat King Cole. All those people kind of came on the scene, but The audience was educated. When Nat King Cole played, he played jazz. When he soloed between songs and played these kind of nice little riffs, the audiences were into music. I remember going to a ballroom in Seattle, the Trianon Ballroom, up north, and my parents moved up there, and I went down there and saw Lionel Hampton's orchestra and Woody Herman and these bands, and people just stand and they dance a little, but then they'd stand on high tempo tunes. They'd watch the orchestra and play and clap for their own musician, whoever their favorite was. It would be Ernie Royal or whomever Stan Getz or whoever was playing with the orchestra at that time, whoever their favorites were. So it was a different era. Nowadays, the bands consist of four different guitars and drums, so it's really it's hard to get that kind of reverence they had for various instruments in those days.
Well, it's funny you mention, I mean, just I think as jazz was getting at its most serious, you know, you had a lot of showmen in rock and roll, like Little Richard, and even Chuck Berry was quite a showman, and people could go to rock and roll for that part.
Right. Well, that we tried to show that in Bird. We had that sequence where he goes in the club and it's rock and roll and the sequined clothes and light shows and what have you. In those days, you just the stage was lit and the people came out and they played. Even the Jazz at the Fills, which were kind of touring things, they weren't that well lit or anything.
Yeah.
They just were there. Guys would come out with suit and tie and play, and some of them had just a distinctive thing, the Thelonious Monk and the hats and all the various things, but it wasn't a visual thing. It was all for the audio.
Yeah.
For the sound. And